Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, the new 95.7 takes off tomorrow at 10 a.m.
This is 95.7 KJR FM
and HD1 Seattle. And I Heart Radio Station.
Partly sunny skies early on today, but very sunny later. Highs will be in the 70s in Seattle. A little cooler up north and a little warmer south Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures in the 80s to near 90 degrees on Sunday and Monday for Seattle. I'm Stephen Kilbreath in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
Attention, fight fans. Don't miss a second of live MMA action in the Tulalip Amphitheater August 22nd. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster or on site at the box office. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
Folks, time is running out to triple your choices during Sleep Country's Triple Choice Sale. Three great ways to save, all ending on Sunday, so act fast. It's Sleep Country's Triple Choice Sale. You can save $300 on Sealy Posturepedic and Simmons Beautyrest mattress sets, or get 48 months interest-free financing with no money down on the TempurChoice collection. Head-to-toe customization on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. Or take choice number three. Get $300 in free gifts with any of Sleep Country's most popular Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Plus, free same-day delivery, free setup of your new mattress, and Sleep Country's 100-day low-price guarantee. Don't wait to save. Sleep Country's Triple Choice Sale ends Sunday. Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else? Guaranteed comfort, best selection, lowest price. For complete finance information at a store nearest you, go to sleepcountry.com.
This is what overtime sounds like inside an arena. And this is what overtime sounds like inside a Buffalo Wild Wings. Because sports fans know, at Buffalo Wild Wings, overtime is code for happy hour. And here's why B-Dub's version of overtime sounds even better. Select appetizers for $4 and tall beers of the month. Yeah, the big ones. Start at just $2.50, weekdays 2 to 7. So grab your friends and get ready for the five most delicious hours of your day. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Participating locations only.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a six-hour round trip on a good day. But it's cool. You know, my family loves it here. And I love books on tape. So...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life. Now at Pep Boys, get a 5-quart container or 5 single quarts of Mobil Super Conventional Motor Oil and a Pure Leader Classic Filter for $14.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details. Certain restrictions apply.
Jimmy Mac's Roadhouse, always famous in Renton and Federal Way for steaks, crab cakes, and peanuts on the floor. Now Jimmy Mac's is open in South Everett on Airport Road. Come on down to Jimmy Mac's for endless yeast rolls and endless peanuts. And the best Roadhouse steaks, ribs, fish, and more.
In the course of a single year, a bank can do a lot of good. It's 12 months of helping families save for the future, 52 weeks of helping people buy a home, 365 days of helping local businesses grow. So if a bank can do this much in 1 year, imagine what could be done in 150 years. We like to think someone was imagining just that when Union Bank first opened its doors in 1864. Back then, banks believed that the key to long-lasting relationships was to simply do what's right for people. Union Bank never stopped believing that. Which just might be why, 150 years later, Union Bank was rated the nation's most reputable bank by customers in the 2013 American Banker Reputation Survey. To learn more, visit unionbank.com/150.
Bank Reputation Survey conducted by American Banker Magazine and Reputation Institute, July 2013, MUFG Union Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doing right. It's just good business. Union Bank.
Creedence Clearwater Revisited. And America. Together live. September 7th, 7 p.m. at Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now at the Casino Rewards Club and Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Creedence Clearwater Revisited and America.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package, including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the bigger the rebate. See store for all the details. There's just one name to remember, Arnold's. Hurry in. This Bosch appliance offer ends soon. In Bellevue on 132nd between Northeast 20th and Bell Red Road.
This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy for GEICO's local agents. Men and women who never joke around when it comes to insurance. Go ahead, ask your local GEICO agent, why did the chicken cross the road? They'll answer with, hang on while I expertly match your insurance coverage to your needs. After that, you can buy your own chickens and find out.
To see how much you could save on more than just car insurance, contact your local GEICO office in Bellevue, Silverdale, Oak Harbor, or Lakewood.
Warning, if your ears are sensitive to hard-hitting facts, earmuff them now. This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy for GEICO's local agents. Fact one, your local GEICO agent is an expert at getting you the coverage you need. Fact two, you can talk to your local GEICO agent face-to-face. Fact three, facts one and two hit so hard, I don't need a third.
To see how much you could save on more than just car insurance, contact your local GEICO office in Bellevue, Silverdale, Oak Harbor, or Lakewood.
It's Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Get half-carat rose-cut diamond hoops, only $59.99. Men's clearance sportswear, just $9.99. Clearance tees and shorts for kids, now only $4.99. And all 8-piece bed ensembles from Fairfield Square Collection, $39.99. Plus, now you can buy online and pick up in-store the same day. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. I'm Danielle, looking at your drive. We do have, it looks like, a stalled vehicle, 405 southbound, right near 522. Sounds like the right lane is blocked, and that's really starting to jam up traffic in the area. Other than that, we've just got a little bit of crowding northbound 405 through the Rent Nest curves over to Seattle. Still a speed limit drive.
Right now at Fred Meyer, all kids' shoes are buy one, get one half off. Save on Skechers, Converse, and Vans. You can stock up on all their favorites. All you need to know for back to school is that you'll find it at Fred Meyer.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Welcome back again to the show made up of friends. Every day from 5 to 10, come inside, what a ride. Some members of the cast used to smoke a little grass, but that was way back in the past. Move along with the song. Set your dial at work and in your car. 95.7 KJR.
KJR, good morning. One more time from Bob Rivers along with Spike O'Neill and Downtown Joe. Jody in the newsroom, which does not exist, by the way.
She's never been in a newsroom.
She's in the same room as us.
Sitting right next to you.
I just always like to say that. Eric Corman on the phones and Pedro and Luciana behind the scenes, although today Luciana has asked to sit in the studio for the simple reason that she would ordinarily be at her desk preparing Monday's show. And since today she doesn't have to prepare Monday's show, you're here with us.
That bitch,
no show for Monday.
Jody is threatened by other women on the show.
I know. She's a bitch.
You too. Obviously, have something worked out where you actually like each other.
We love each other.
As do we all, folks. And I want to start the show today by first saying we're going to have a normal show. We've invited very few guests. I told Luciana, unless it's a monstrous star, and she's smiling like she might have a monstrous star, that we are
dream on.
Just going to talk
yeah, really.
Amongst ourselves. We do have three musical guests that will play during the show, and they're interesting and unique in that they're dear personal friends of the show, and one is one of the most unique people that surprised me and that we found out of left field in the last year, and a guy I'd actually like to get to be friends with, but I haven't had the time. I have been looking. I started yesterday to do a to-do list, and I realized, and I'm no different than any of you guys. We all have stuff we'd like to do that we sort of put off to the side in the garage or wherever, and in or someone we'd like to have lunch with or whatever. Many, life just presents all these wonderful relationships and opportunities as we go through. And when you're blessed enough to have a job like this, of course, it's a buffet of incredible people that come by you. And I was, so I started yesterday, like, making lists of all the stuff that I know I should get to. And I got about 7 or 8 years worth of stuff that then I might be able to come up for air.
Busy work or fun stuff?
It's a combination of all. All of the things on my list are things, and I don't know if you do this, that I don't do because I say to myself, I haven't got the time. What it really means, I theorize, whenever you say you don't have the time, is that it's not the fire isn't burning bright enough. It's not a high enough priority to mm-hmm. take over my time. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You got a pile of stuff like that.
I've got a pile. I haven't assimilated it into a list, but there are so many.
Well, as soon as you get the time, you can make a list.
That'll be one of the first things I do is make the list, because a part of it is not – we have a lot of time in our day because of the hours we keep. But – a lot of it needs to be sleeping. A lot of we can't do because get up at 2 a.m. I missed, most of the second half of the Seahawks game because I've got to sleep.
Actually, it turns out that was okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, it was good. Fine.
And it doesn't matter. It's preseason.
Right. It's no big deal.
It's perfectly okay.
But we'll have more time. No question.
Spike, I noticed today, is dressed in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
You have it's black.
It is.
As if you were in mourning.
Well, if you're going to bury a body, you should probably show due respect. And I said it to these guys during the warm-up show this morning. Today is a very amazing opportunity to show you and the whole city what an impact this show has had on my life, and most importantly, the impact you've had on my life. And I want you to know the respect and the level of esteem with which I hold this experience and you. So, I can crack jokes about, I'm going to my next job at 10:05. I've got an embalming gig.
He's an undertaker.
They're fast and loose with the drugs over there at the embalming shop, little shop of embalmers on Aurora. But don't. But, I thought a Harley t-shirt this morning just wasn't going to cut it.
Wow. It's nice, actually, and I know from your circles on the East Coast that wearing a suit is actually a sign of respect.
Thank you. It is.
And it's exactly also either that or you're about to see somebody get whacked.
It's my Sunday go to funeral clothes, Bob.
Yeah. It's gonna be... Well, Spike, I love you. This show doesn't happen without Spike O'Neill. Spike, I think everybody knows. We say his name second for a reason. He is the most lightning-in-a-bottle talent I've ever met. And when I first met him, we just sort of hung out, and I watched what he was able to do with his voices and with his writing skills. And I thought, wow, I'd be very lucky to get to be on a show with him. And so for so many years, I'm gonna be honest with you. In fact, I was saying this to someone yesterday. Pat Cashman was very nice, and he was saying nice things about me. And he said, he said, you're a really odd host in that you let other people be the star. And I said, well, that's because they're funnier than I am. And I really meant that, because for me, getting to listen to this show from the seat I mean, this is the best seat in the house. Like, if you were buying a seat to listen to this show, and this is the seat.
Location.
You're in the gold circle.
I'm in the golden circle. I'm actually sitting in the hot tub with you guys. And so to, over the years, listen to your amazing mind as you react to situations with characters and experiences that every single person listening can relate to. Explosively funny, and I got to be honest, I don't know where it comes from. I'm actually pretty sure you don't know where it comes from. What happens inside that head of yours? It just.
Well, my doctor says the damage was done between the ages of 3 and 5. That's when I was.
Yeah.
That's when I really was greeted with the most troubling.
What
experiences.
Happened to you between 3? Because actually, they well, do for, say a yeah. lot of stuff happens
oh,
by 5.
Yeah. You lay the blueprints early. My parents divorced early. I had
and
an
you
uncle.
Needed attention.
Yeah, I did. That, you know, that's exactly.
Oh,
that's
I needed
exactly
attention.
The root of
yeah.
it.
Maybe
we
one day you'll get some attention.
Everyone, by the way, everyone on this side of your radio microphone needs attention.
A lot.
Yeah.
So, a lot
so
of
what
attention.
Do you think? Really? So was it that? Was it a young divorce?
Probably, but that's not to say that my dad, Ike, didn't step into the void and literally be the man that I needed to know to become the man I am today. But I've got a father figure. In you that I look at every day, really do, and you've got more to do with who I am now than anybody in my life. Where the damage comes from, it's probably network television. I Love Lucy, F
Troop. That's all of us too. We have that.
Gomer Pyle, Stalag 13 is where I would go every night. I mean,
me too. So I'm going to be there behind the scenes more. I people keep asking why are you stepping down. It's funny. I've always had a little bit of a love-hate relationship with being a host of a show and being. I have this crazy ego and want to be the center of attention, but I've also really always struggled to have quiet time, alone time, and to pursue quieter pursuits. I always thought maybe someday I'll get a chance to do some of those. But I still would like to be involved. I would like to, whatever show you guys are on, I would like to be, you know, occasionally bug you to be a guest.
Call Luciana.
Call Luciana. You can speak with Luciana.
I see what I can do.
Yeah. Maybe she'll
book
you.
She'll put you on as a backstage pass guest at the end of the show. Yeah, and plug right. your gig.
Don't tell them that's the least prestigious spot to be.
We'll try and remember.
But I mean, it's funny because I could picture her. You were just on the show 3 months ago. Do you have anything new to talk about?
Yeah, can you send me some bullet points?
Why is it coming back?
That's right.
Again with the blueberries.
And you are always... Not just welcome.
Well, and you know, and we've talked the other day about Spike and the Impalers. We're going to be playing 4 o'clock Saturday at the Taste of Edmonds, and we do hope that a few of you will come by and say hi. You know how at the end of a musical gig, a lot of times there'll be a few audience members hanging out, and we have to go to bed. And sometimes if I've ever seemed like, yeah, thank you, really nice to meet you. I'm going to pack up my keyboards now. I got to pack them in the car, and I got to drive 100 miles. If it's ever seemed like I haven't had time to say hi, try me now.
Who wants to hang out with me?
Who wants to hang out? Will anybody sit with me? Because the truth is I do love that part. But, you know, a few things have happened over the last couple of years and a couple of stories I want to tell. One I'd like to tell with Eric Corman because he experienced it as well. Over the last couple of years, I've met a few people. And gotten to do a few things that really, I hope I can convey the deep meaning and the profound changes that it's, I think it's possible for everybody to feel when you see incredible people. The first thing, which we won't get into in depth right now, was our World Vision experience, which we all shared, where... if you don't come away from visiting a village halfway around the world where people literally live on pennies, if you don't come away from that thinking, holy cow, you hit the, you know, birth lottery, being born here and living in this country. I know Pedro didn't hit the lottery, but he paddled over here as quick as he could, and Luciana too. But if you don't come away from that also feeling... Wow, these are human beings with the exact same feelings we have. and any of the us and them mentality that sort of pervades our competitive human spirit that leads us to sometimes think racially or territorially. I mean, it's one thing to have a rivalry and hate San Francisco because they're the 49ers.
Cheese, eating wine, drinking, sit down and watch the game quietly. But I like them. They're nice people.
And that's all, and when it's a sport and fun, that's really cool. But when you hold a baby in your arms in Africa and think about the reality of 18 people living in a room, you come away from that saying, my goodness, every one of these is a beautiful human being. Every one of these is a soul. And then you think of 6 billion people on the planet. It's just, it's overwhelming, and it can take away whatever frustrations you might have about your individual life. And, you know, I don't deserve to have any. Things are so wonderful for me. And just about anybody that I know is healthy and happy, generally speaking. And, you know, we have more fun on our phone than our grandparents had their whole lives with three channels, you know, ABC, CBS, and NBC. That was all they had. We have more fun on our phone today and more instant connections, human entertainment, knowledge, the world is at our fingertips. What's happening with you, Jody?
Jody's allergic to compassion.
She's allergic to compassion.
She's having a reaction right now.
I turned my microphone off so no one can hear me. I'm sorry.
At first, it was just like a little snortle here and there. Yeah. And then I thought that maybe you were having an allergic reaction.
Well, you're not saying anything important. What do you care? I'm really sorry. I did this during the warm-up show, too. I'm doing like 10 sneezes
in a row. Are you emotional?
Yes, but that's not why I'm doing this. Usually during the warm-up show,
is it a lady
like
problem I don't know about and I should just be shut up about?
Yes, I'm having my period out my nose. I forgot to tell you.
Won't anytime you I don't understand something, yes. I assume it's a lady
now.
Problem.
Yes, this is a special lady problem. My ovaries are in my nose and you wouldn't understand.
I would not understand.
Nosery.
Period.
Let me turn my...
Well, I'm trying to have this really warm, serious moment that I rehearsed, and in the background I hear...
I'm very sorry, but I'm having like I sneezed. I told Jerry I was going to sneeze 6 times, and I think I'm on 7 now. So
she's going for the record.
The record is 11 from the.
Is
other
it
morning.
An allergy?
Yeah, I do this in the morning. You don't notice I have like 10 sneezes every morning.
Yeah,
it's really annoying. I apologize.
Oh,
I'll turn my mic off and I'll handle it over here.
I thought you were just. You weren't feeling it. You were just doing it comedically.
I am not doing it comedically. Going to India on my World Vision trip changed my whole life, and I have 2 tattoos on my back to prove it. So you can go on, and I will handle my business over here. Sorry about my nose.
What's going on? Is there a light?
Yes, this light is flickering. It's sort of like a joke.
Look at that light flicker.
Yeah,
I know.
It's very annoying.
You think we'll be able to bring a team of engineers in here to repair something during this final broadcast?
We got one more chance for them to do something.
I kind of doubt it.
Let's not miss that moment.
Actually, boy, I got to say, our engineering staff inherited a ghost-ridden machine with this because the previous engineering staff like took off in the middle of the night. They've been incredible. I hung out with Marty yesterday. I'm going to stay involved with the Carter Subaru Live Theater. Isn't that weird?
It's wonderful. I'm not surprised at all.
I love that digital mixing console, and I told them I'd like to come in and set up some mixes and help anybody who cares learn how to do some stereolization of live music.
Did you see the theater this morning?
I have not been in there yet. Now, is it interesting?
It looks like a bar mitzvah in there.
Well, we need to thank Valerie for that.
Yeah.
She's our new promotions director.
Beautiful.
Valerie is awesome, by the way. Yeah. At first, I thought she might be a little overbearing, but then I realized she's like determined
she's
to do a fantastic job. Yeah,
she's all
like
business.
She's like one of those pushy machines that's good.
It's wonderful.
Like a snowplow.
Yeah.
Just
she's
gets
here
it done.
To take care of things.
She's like, I need everybody on the list by this afternoon at 5. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, what if my wife shows up? She will not get in.
Yeah, where is your wife?
She's coming.
Get in.
All right, good.
She's coming this morning. Her and I are going to make a major announcement about us this morning.
Whoa.
And there's a bunch of major announcements coming up today. First off, I have to tell you, the boss clued me in a little bit on what's happening at 10 o'clock at a top secret. Look at this on my computer. They liked our idea of crickets for the weekend to build even more excitement. They liked it for a little while.
It wasn't going to be anybody, Holly, just the crickets.
No. But they have produced something actually that's very moving. that's way bigger than crickets. And, you know, there have been a lot of rumors out there. I love it when there's a lot of Oh, look at Marty's here.
He's yeah, look at Marty with a ladder.
Marty brought the orange ladder to fix the light bulb.
Keep the lights on for a little while.
Oh, this is just this one day you're going to fix something.
Apparently whatever happens at 10 o'clock needs to be well lit.
Well, Marty.
That's hot, dude. That's hot. What are you, nuts?
Ow, Marty.
I think it's one of those actually
fluorescent kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a fluorescent bulb. It doesn't get hot. Besides, Marty.
He's Marty can reach. I've never had your crotch in my face before. It's a fine experience. Yeah.
For those of you watching this on television, we're going to have to put a black bar up.
Seriously.
Okay. Thanks, Marty.
Sure. By the way, Bob, today's our boss's birthday.
Yeah.
It's Keith's birthday.
Keith Cunningham's birthday?
Yeah.
Cool. How old is he?
15.
He's got the mind.
We need to suck up really bad here.
I think he's younger than any of us, which maybe that's when you know it's time. When your bosses start being younger than you are.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, that's one of your signs.
Yeah.
You bet it is.
And Keith may be the first boss I've had in radio that was younger than me.
Yeah. Not that we're old, because you're not. And I'm not really old. Somebody else said to me, well, you're not old yet. And I thought, well, we've been doing this show longer than MASH was on. We've been doing this show longer than Seinfeld was on. We've been doing this show longer than Johnny Carson was on. No, we're not old. And that's kind of cool in a way because there's exciting new chapters for everybody. And as we turn the page on this chapter, I look over at Downtown Joe, who's lost over 100 pounds in the last year, whose doctor actually had a coronary when he looked at his blood work. It's very sad.
So ironic.
The doctor died.
The dude, did a backflip. I mean, he tried. He tried. He hugged me.
I look at Spike also looking svelte, looking at the top of his game. And I look at Luciano and Pedro, who always did the hot yoga and all the other stuff they do. And there's just such a power couple. And they have a beautiful home. And Jody.
We are known as Ludro. We are a power couple, so they mix our names
Ludro
together.
Oh, right. I like that.
Like Luciano
Pedro.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jody, of course, who has been such a wonderful. By the way, I meant what I said about Maura and Casey were tremendously good friends, and we had a great time together. But I don't think I got it right until you got here. Like I made mistakes on them, like trying to figure out how to. And you said something the other day, by the way. I won't want to mention who was in the room, but you talked about some radio hosts and how they, like women are invisible to them.
Yes.
And you're very sensitive to that, to being respected.
Yeah, yeah, no joke.
How about that?
This is one of those businesses that is mostly populated by men, and the women come and go, and they're not really, they're not the stars. They're the ones that are in the back going, oh, you guys, you know, which is great because we need jobs, too. But it's also kind of silly because there are a lot of hilarious and intelligent women. And
not a lot.
There are a lot.
There are some.
There are some.
There are a few of your caliber, I think, is what the man in the suit is trying to show you some respect.
Seriously, there are very, very, very few people like you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
There are. And so I feel privileged to have gotten to work with you here in the beginning of your stellar career, because now that everybody knows what you can do and who you are in this city, of course, you'll be a very in-demand property. I shouldn't call a woman property after I've just been so...
You were this close. This close.
You are a wonderful property. How much do you cost?
There's a place that you can speak about a woman that will turn her to jelly.
And you know, I'm going to cry because that's what I love the most is how funny you all are and how I get to seem funny by spotting how funny you are. And if there is a way to sum up what I do, that's what it is. I am alone. I'm be quite boring. I get to because I do have this gift. I can spot opportunity. I can spot greatness. And my gift is that I get to be able to showcase it in you guys. And so people have always said, well, all the people early on in the show, it's like, Bob isn't really any good. It's the people around him. And I was like, shh, yes, that's true.
Somebody wrote me a note yesterday, and I think it was a very good observation, said, I'm not sure what Bob's going to do, but he really needs to run for president. And the reason is because he has an uncanny ability to surround himself with wonderfully talented people. And that's really all a president does, a good one.
A good leader of any kind does that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, look, I've done fine here. Don't trust me on a major surgery. Even if I surround myself with a great nurse, wonderful scalpel, fantastic tools.
I can do it.
This is improvisational comedy. And to be blessed here is to have, like a great cast of Saturday Night Live, to have wonderful characters who are all super funny and all have incredible intellect that everyone out there relates at some point to either one or all of you. Because, you know, this isn't just some guy my age wishing he could pee as strong as he used to. I used to have a fire hose, by the way. I don't know what happened.
They make a pill for that.
I'm not taking these stupid pills.
All right. Push harder.
When I was, you know, pushing harder doesn't seem to work.
You try drinking more?
You have to relax a little bit.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
But you know what I mean? I mean, I'm just one guy at a certain age. But with the cast of our show, we have covered newborns to 99 years old between all of us and our grandparents and the people we know. And it's fun to listen. I'm tired of doing the show, but I love listening to it. Does that make any sense?
Sure.
And when I say I'm tired of doing it, I don't want to be disingenuous with you. There's after a 25-year period, there is this thing that sets in where I don't think I could continue to perform at that level consistently, and feel healthy, like I'm able to, you know, I'm about to be a grandfather. I'm all these other projects and things that I want to learn and do. I don't think I could do the same thing, and I feel weird saying that because it's like, it's not that this is hard. I mean, I'll confess right off the bat to anybody out there who does real work for a living, I'm lazy.
Shush. This is very difficult.
I'm sorry. It's very difficult.
Hush.
But it is mental lifting. It is a, and when I look at how hard Spike and Joe work also, you know, every day at the end of the day, you see these guys come out the window and they're like, oh, man, Bob was brutal again today.
What a jerk.
Yeah. But really because we're always trying to keep the standard of the level of conversation high. And, if you think about things you've enjoyed over the years and how many of those kinds of programs have been on for 30 or 40 years or, 25 years or
25 years. I think we're up past Gunsmoke at this point.
We beat Gunsmoke.
I think we did. And going back to what Jody said, you know, if you need somebody to say, oh, you guys, and giggle, I'm available because I'm really good at that.
Joe is ready to be your female co-host.
I can do that.
Would you do the surgery?
And I feel like I'm ready. I'm ready to do my best work.
Because
we
need a transsexual co-host.
Ooh,
in this
that might be a stretch, the way the radio pays these days.
Downtown Joan. But it's right there for you.
I'm real good at the mindless
giggling.
You would
be welcomed with open arms by the community.
So anybody out there that needs a giggler, a giggling sidekick, you let me know.
So I did want to share this little story with you. This happened really a few weeks ago, and at the time, Eric and I didn't talk about it. I met someone incredibly inspirational, and he and his wife contacted us because he was in a wheelchair and had only a little time left. This is Joe. Do you have the link to the video?
I have his book. I can grab that for you.
If you can grab the book,
that
would help me. It was one of those situations where it was the end of an evening. It might have been an Impaler's gig or something. I think I was at one of the casinos, and a listener came up to me. Bob, it's nice to meet you. You know, when that happens, I go, yes, love you. Thanks for listening. And I'm tired, and I got to go home, and I got to go to sleep. And he said, look, I know you're really busy, and I don't want to interrupt for too long. And you probably get asked a lot of things, but I want to ask you something. I have a friend who is in a wheelchair, and he worked for Boeing for many, many years. He is an incredible human being. And he has, I'm going to have Eric fact check me on it. I think it's ALS. Is it Lou Gehrig's disease? Is it ALS?
ALS, yes.
That's
yes,
ALS.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. And he has ALS. And if you know about ALS, famous scientist, what's that guy?
Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, yeah, the one, the big Star Trek fan. I'm sorry, I'm losing
really?
It a little.
Okay.
But anyway, yes. That's why I have you people.
Here for you.
Quick, think of a number between 1 and 2. he had ALS, and he had written a book. His name is Joe Honan. And he and his wife were in his final days because they had decided, it had been many, many years that he had had ALS, and he had spent 5 years writing a book, and they were electing to take him off the respirator. And his friend said, he loves your show, and it would mean a lot to him if you would come by and say hello.
I remember seeing the email, and I passed it on to you, and I know you do get a lot of requests, and I didn't know exactly how that would go, but I know you went over there.
Oh, I couldn't say no, because I realized that, as I have ever since World Vision, that the human condition is we're all here for a period of time, however long we're here. We're all a brief part of human history. And when you get a chance to meet or see someone incredibly strong and inspirational, you should take it. And so I also asked Eric to come with me because Eric is the person who turned me on to that kind of open-mindedness. I haven't gotten to you yet, Eric.
Oh, but, that's okay.
when Eric came to this show about, is it close to 15 years ago now?
Well, 15 years ago is when we first started working together you did work at Cairo. But I've been with you here on the show for over 12 and a half years.
Yeah. When Eric came to the show and we were approached by World Vision, I was like, I'll go to Ethiopia and get bit by bugs. I think Eric would like to do
no,
that.
No, thank you.
I hadn't learned to work with a female co-host yet, and I hadn't learned to care about the rest of the world either. I said to Eric, would you come with me? Because in some ways, we're scared. We're scared of our own mortality. We're scared to see something that's painful. We're scared that we might not say the right thing. And it's uncomfortable. I've always felt that if something's uncomfortable, but you know it would be good to do it, you should do it anyway. So I grabbed Eric, and we went, and we met Joe and his wife and spent several hours there. Now, Joe used a situation very similar to Stephen Hawking. It's a computer system that uses the eye movement.
Wow.
Do you know how Stephen Hawking talks?
I do. He's got a tracking system that he uses with his eyeballs, and it literally, he looks at words and they engage.
This laser follows his eyeball, for lack of a better word, right, Eric?
Yep, that's exactly right. And
that's amazing.
You can either pick out individual letters or commonly used words.
And so before we arrived, Joe Honan had sat and prepared a few sentences of greeting to say hello. Because for him to make a sentence, his eye had to go to the I, then to the space bar, then to the A, then to the M, then to the space bar, then V-R-E-Y, I'm very glad to meet you, would take him an incredible amount of time to actually type out with his eyes. And when I came in there, I was struck by something that also had happened to me previously. And I've told you about Captain Walt Wagner, dear friend of mine from Alaska Airlines. One of the reasons I love Alaska Airlines so much. Here's a guy who, I don't care who you are or whatever difficulty you got in life. Here's a guy who is, not dealt the greatest deck and is absolutely powerless as you get while still being alive with a twinkle in his eyes and a bright spirit of greeting and happiness And his biggest joy was to tell you he liked you. And so he handed me this book. It's called Tacoma Boy, The Lifetimes and ALS Journey of Joe Honan, which he spent 5 years writing.
With his eyes?
With his eyeball.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
One letter at a time. I've started reading it, and of course, it's one of those things. I started reading it, and I went, wow, this is powerful stuff. Okay, I don't have time. I have to find out what's going on with the hurricane.
He has time to write a book with his eyeballs.
And I don't have time to read it. Uh-huh. Yes, exactly.
God.
So, I know.
That's perfect.
And his wife was an incredible sweetheart.
Ida.
Ida was about to lose, thank you for the reminder of her name. Ida was about to lose her knight in shining armor, she called him. And she had been his caregiver forever through this whole thing. But there are pictures of him in this book as an athlete. He was a rock climber.
He's buff.
He was buff, incredible. A guy proud of keeping his body in shape.
Not only that, the guy was a trickster. He loved playing jokes on people. He was theatrical. He would dress up like Puck from Midsummer Night's Dream and run around the campus of University of Washington and hang up in a tree and jump down and surprise people.
Everybody loved him at Boeing. There's this huge circle of friends that knew Joe Honan. And when the day approached and they actually scheduled the day, there were many, many goodbyes. I stayed for a couple of hours, and we had some nice conversations where he would have to pick out a letter at a time. And I told him, I said, to see someone like you spread joy and spread happiness is the most powerful thing I ever get to see, and you know, you were absolutely the best thing about humanity. And he just said, tell Spike I like the Impalers, I like the Twisted Tunes, tell Joe he's really funny. I mean, he was a guy going, this is my favorite show, I just wanted to... He was the same as anybody else who would want to say thank you to the show.
Did that make you uncomfortable? I bet it did.
In the beginning, yes. By the end, no. And that's why you should go to do stuff that's uncomfortable, I think. But I wanted to pass on today, on this day... the incredible spirit of Joe Honan, and we will put this book at bobrivers.com for you to read. I said to him, if you like, you know, if you'd like to leave a message for the world, he wants the world to know about ALS and what it was like living with it. I said, you know what, maybe you should make a YouTube video. And I got an email saying that he in fact did that. And I don't know if you have the video.
I do.
Would you play just a little bit of it?
Sure. I haven't checked to see how the audio is, but here it comes.
You think he swears a lot to you?
It's like a rap. It's a rap record.
I'd like to introduce my friend Joe Honan, someone whom I have known for nearly 50 years, and his memoir entitled Tacoma Boy. Joe was a husband and a father of six with a successful career in aerospace when he was diagnosed just short of his 50th birthday with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. That was 9.5 years ago. Over the last 7 years, he has been confined to a wheelchair, unable to move, eat, or even breathe for himself. Joe is an impact person, full of life, humor, and dramatic moments. This book is about his life, his many friendships, his personal experiences, his work situations, and his heroic journey with ALS. Undaunted by an incurable disease in which he has lost control of muscle functions, Joe has found a new way to share his memorable voice with us. Let's hear that voice now as Joe talks about his book.
Hello, my name is Joe Honan, and I have been asked to tell you about my book, Tacoma Boy. I believe you'll enjoy the progression and maturation of us rascally youths as we turn into decent, upstanding citizens. Most of the people that I've portrayed in my book are now family women and men. We turned out okay. I understood from my wife, family, and friends that I was a pretty good storyteller. I kept asking me to write a book with some of the stories she had heard from my past in it, and some that included her, so I would have something to hand down to my children, grandchildren, family and friends. Where I was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS is a brain spinal disorder or dysfunction, really, where the brain tells the spine to move a part of the body, but with this disease that connection stops working. Maida had to leave her job at Bank of America to be my caregiver, where she had worked for over a quarter of a century. Then Ida had finally gotten me off my butt, or onto it more precisely, in my wheelchair, and I began compiling my stories into an autobiography. Of course I'm biased, but I believe you will find this book interesting, exciting, compelling, cheerful, challenging, and almost life-saving. But that's my humble opinion.
That's him. So this morning, I will ask you to, if you have time, check that out. It'll be on the website, bobrivers.com. Speaking of that, bobrivers.com will continue to exist.
Oh, that's a good announcement. I was wondering about that.
At 10 a.m. today, something exciting will happen at the radio station. Tune in for the launch.
It's not going to be bobrivers.com around the clock. I mean, it's two separate things we're talking about here, right?
I'd be pretty sure this is not some elaborate stunt.
Right.
Yes, that's true. Okay. All right. That's the tearful moment, although really optimistic when you learn a little more about Joe and Ida. Check them out. We'll put a link at bobrivers.com. There are other things coming up today. Pedro, go ahead.
Can we continue with the tearful moment? Because we made a PSA. With the members of the show. You know, you're retiring, but we hope.
Yeah, and people keep saying retiring.
Well, you are moving to a better place.
Bobby's leaving us.
All right. Sure, you guys can say whatever you want. All right, go ahead.
So this is something we made with the members of the show. Like, want to continue doing this.
Hi, this is Joe Bryant from the warm-up show here at 95.7 KJR. I want to talk to you a moment about something really dear to my heart. Children. There's some children that need your help. Their names are Joshua, Darby, and Emily. These are our children, and their parents need jobs. If you like the programming you hear here on 95.7 KJR, and you want to help our children, yeah, I'm hitting you right where it counts, with the children, let it be known. We'd like to save the show.
Joshua's 3.5 years old, and he likes to run. But in order to run correctly, he needs shoes, and shoes cost money. He also likes organic grapes. Organic grapes are extremely and outrageously expensive. It is blinding how expensive organic grapes are. Won't you help save Joshua's grapes and sneakers?
My daughter, Darby, is not a bright child, and our public school system is in a shambles. The only hope we have in my family is private education, school. Expensive private education. We need you. You're saying, what can I do? Well, your dollars will help. Just put any amount of money in an envelope. Send it to this radio station.
Luciana and I, we have no kids. And we just got a pool. Do you want a pool with no water? I don't.
That's a dry pool.
It looks ridiculous. So please, send us some money.
We're begging you. This may be the last words you hear from us on the warm-up show. Let them know how much you love this programming and would like it to continue for the kids.
That's beautiful.
Grapes are expensive, beautiful.
I had no idea you guys were in such trying times, such desperate straits.
It's been rough around here before you get here every morning. It's tough, man.
It's funny because Lisa doesn't like to buy the organic stuff. She'll be here in a little bit.
I'm excited.
Lisa is coming in, yeah. And she goes, I'm not spending that much money for grapes. Yesterday, I had hired some guy to weed. Derek is a great guy, actually. But I had hired a guy to weed. And Lisa was getting upset because, well, I wanted the weeding done before I was off so I could just maintain the weeding because, you know, I am the new gardener.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on my way home yesterday, and Lisa texts me and says, I'm borrowing Rich's lawnmower. I'm cutting the lawn. Now, Dewey cuts our lawn, and very reasonably priced. In fact, God love you, Dewey.
I don't know how you put up with this. But Dewey was supposed to come tomorrow, today, to cut the lawn. And Lisa was saying, I've spent too much on weeding. I'm cutting the lawn. I hope she's not listening.
Not that I'm aware of, but who knows.
But when she cuts the lawn, it takes a week to fix it after she's done.
It's like a haircut.
It's like...
hope it grows back.
You know, did you ever cut your sister's hair?
Oh, yeah.
And because, like, she'll go, the lower the better, and she'll kill a bunch of spots. And then it'll be all these clumps of lawn. You know, when Dewey cuts the lawn, it looks beautiful at the end. And I know Lisa thinks I should cut the lawn, but I'm not that good at it. Anyway, so... won't you help? So yesterday, I realized she was out there cutting the lawn because it was stressful for her. She needed to, in other words, right. you would understand this, Luciana, right? That sometimes you need to just take control of something.
I always take control. Are you kidding me?
Okay, all the time she needs to take control of something. But at first I said no, but then I realized you ain't going to win this one, first of all. She wants to cut the lawn. She's going to cut the lawn. But I also realized that it's therapy for her. Because with changing lives, it's just unsettling.
This guy's going to be around all the time now. I better go kill something that can't yell.
Exactly.
I understand.
And I'm not worried about being around her, actually. But she's worried about
That's
it.
That's weird. Isn't that so weird?
I can't wait to shower the people you love with love, as James Taylor says.
I'm sure they're all excited to see us
you
more.
Could bet. So it was a very interesting day. Well, you'll hear more about that. I'm sure when she comes in. We also have some regular show for you today. And as we mentioned, three musical guests. John Hodgkin is an amazing soulful singer. We just met when we had a competition for special guests for Spike and the Impalers. And he struck me as world class and a superb human being as well. John Hodgkin will be in this morning. And I think he's going to play a little bit with Lee Oscar.
Yeah, they're going to play together.
And Pedro is going to be on drums?
Yeah.
Is he bringing his guitar player friend, too?
Yeah, Pat is going to be here, Pat, and a bass player.
Pat was an amazing guitar. He is an amazing guitar player. Anybody who plays with John has to be incredible.
Yeah.
They will play. And then Apple Jam will close it out in our Carter Subaru Live Theater. And we had Rick Lavrovich in the other day, and you saw how quiet he is.
Yeah.
There's so many people to say thank you to, but Rick Lavrovich has supported this show for the whole 25 years. From the day one, he walked in and said, let me help you with your Beatles stuff. And he wouldn't accept anything for it, and he's just a really incredible spirit, I think.
Other than the people in this room, I think as far as Twisted Tunes go, the two people that have helped the most would be Rick and Ben Carlstrom up in Canada. Those are the two guys.
And we should try and call Ben, not as a guest, but because he, over the years, as I did more and more Bob's Garages and Twisted Tunes, Ben stepped in as kind of executive producer and then producer, and he, as computer technology took over, he started making the music beds, whereas I used to get up on a Saturday morning and run a microphone to a hi-hat and a drum. He ended up being the guy who would invite players over, and he also is a multi-instrumentalist. He would play all the instruments on lots of songs, did some incredible work. So
came up to the Impalers one time. We actually got him to drive down from Canada and get on stage with us. We should do that again.
We should, absolutely.
But he has stage fright. You think Rick doesn't like attention. Ben is like...
Ben is very much has stage fright. He's a studio rat. But he also, the other thing about Ben that, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but he has something I had, but he's not willing to do anything about it. Fear of flying.
Really?
And when I say fear of flying, John Madden type fear of flying, he will not get on an airplane, period. And he and I used to have that exact same thing. And I would say, I'll never get on an airplane. And then as I got my pilot's license, he looked at me like, what are you doing? And I said, come on in, let's go for a... you can't say go for a spin in an airplane, but I did. And he still, if he's going on vacation, he's like driving to Calgary or something.
You know what, though? It's sort of like my crippling fear of sharks. I don't have to get in the ocean. You don't have to get on an airplane. That's better than being afraid of pencils or bread or telephone.
Something that you have to use every day. That's harder.
Yeah. Although I guess you don't have to use a pencil.
Horrible fear of bread.
Right. So also today, there's another person who chose August 8th as the day to quit their very high-profile job, higher profile than me.
Pretty high profile.
It was 40 years ago, in 1974. Who stepped down? I hope it wasn't Richard Nixon.
It was.
We've got a prize for the first person. We've got so many prizes to give away.
You win. You get a prize.
Apparently, we won't have Bob Rivers to kick around anymore.
I did it again.
Yeah, that's all right. That'll probably be the last time you get to. So.
Oh, you wish.
That was a total guess, you know.
We have 3 hours to go.
Well, it was a good one. Richard Nixon announced his resignation on this day, exactly 40 years ago. He did work one extra day to clean out his desk, and then he was gone. But this was the day.
That's more than they gave Gus.
This was the day. Yeah.
I had to sneak that.
He's listening.
This was the day Richard Nixon said, you won't have me to kick around anymore. And he was gone. That was it.
Pedro, do you have it?
I find it in a second.
They literally gave Nixon a box, and he grabbed a bunch of tapes from the other room. And they showed him to the door. All a bunch of Secret Service guys.
A bulk eraser.
Yeah, yeah.
And some recording tape. I guys like Nixon could not exist today. Do you know why?
The not internet? Good looking enough?
The internet.
Yeah.
Recording.
We don't care about
too much surveillance.
The nation. Yeah.
Nixon was brought down by the fact that there was actually recording going on in the White House, and someone felt it was in the public's interest that a president not be able to hide stuff. Prior to that, leaders routinely hid everything. And
Kennedy
the people around them were in charge of protecting their secrets. Yeah.
Kennedy hid Marilyn Monroe in the other room.
How do you hide a naked Marilyn Monroe?
Seriously.
You can't do that with the internet.
Nixon had a filthy, filthy mouth. I mean, he would have gotten busted just from his language, you know, because he cursed a lot.
I wonder if that's still possible. You know who else had a filthy mouth? Lyndon Johnson.
LBJ, you bet.
Wonder if anybody, like if Obama, I mean... I'm not saying he listens to rap music or anything, but I wonder if Obama is so...
Putin, I'd like to pop a cap in that ass. That's what I like to do. That's what I do. Got to gack him out. Dang, dang.
Gack them out.
You want Nixon?
All right, here's Nixon. 40 years ago today.
I might not have the support of the Congress that I would consider necessary to back the very difficult decisions and carry out the duties of this office in the way... the interests of the nation will require. I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. America needs a full-time president and a full-time Congress. Particularly at this time, with problems we face at home and abroad, to continue to fight through the months ahead for my personal vindication would almost totally absorb the time and attention of both the President and the Congress in a period when our entire focus should be on the great issues of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation at home. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
All right.
Goodbye, Dick. Goodbye, Dick. I really can't believe you're gone.
All right. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on their 74 box set. Dick Nixon quitting on this day, August 8th.
Almost to the minute as we approach 10 a.m. Eastern time.
It's 6:59. This happened to Joe, and it's happened to someone else in Alabama. Did you sue when it happened to you?
Oh, no. This one, mine is. My problem was small compared to this guy. Is it the one?
When a rabid bloodhound mounts you, it's not personal.
No. That was the same.
Control.
But it was a similar situation.
This is much worse, I think. Yeah.
Than yours.
Yeah, well, right. Much worse.
We'll come back. What happened to Joe happened to this guy, and this guy is suing.
This is the Bob Rivers Show. On 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Alaska Airlines.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. We've got some slow traffic right now, southbound 405 approaching 527, and also as you make your way out to 522, going to see some slowing there. I-5 southbound getting a little bit more congested near 44th and Linwood. It's smooth sailing through the Mount Lake Terrace area, but in through Shoreline, seeing some crowding.
With fares from just $69, book a trip now to one of Alaska Airlines destinations, like San Francisco, San Jose, or San Diego. Travel from Seattle valid from September 3rd to December 16th, 2014. Book by 8/12. Restrictions apply. Visit AlaskaAir.com for details.
Hey, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, if you want to come up and say thank you for anything we've done in the last 25 years, do yourself a favor. Come to Emerald City Harley-Davidson. I'll be selling Harleys tomorrow. Because let's face it, I have very few other skills that can feed a family. Tomorrow morning, you come to 188th and Highway 99, Emerald City Harley-Davidson. Buy a Harley-Davidson. I'll give you a screaming deal.
We here in the Northwest appreciate summer like no one else. Paying for those summer adventures, however, not so easy. Go visit the experts at Bellevue Rare Coins for a free appraisal on your coins, gold, silver, and jewelry. You might be able to turn everyday items into summertime fun.
Pro Golf Discount 37th Anniversary Sale is going on now. Need new golf gear? Then you gotta go to Pro, where you'll find great deals on top name brand clubs, bags, shoes, balls, clothing, and accessories. Now is the time to update your golf wardrobe. Get a new bag, a new pair of shoes, or maybe a rangefinder. And nearly every club in our stores is on sale. Get free club fitting from our master club fitters on our state-of-the-art launch monitors. Plus, you'll receive 125% trade-in value on your old clubs, only at Pro Golf Discount.
Partly sunny skies early on today, but very sunny later. Highs will be in the 70s in Seattle. A little cooler up north and a little warmer south Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures in the 80s to near 90 degrees on Sunday and Monday for Seattle. I'm Stephen Kilbreath in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Safeway. Safeway makes it easy to save at the pump. Just use your Safeway gas reward points at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Shop at Safeway. Save at Chevron and Texaco. See store or Safeway.com for details.
Before Shelly did a cartwheel on the sideline of the soccer field. Woo-hoo! Before she screamed, "You've got this," 12 times in a row.
You got this.
And before she picked up five of the world's most enthusiastic soccer players, all under the age of six. Shelly applied for the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card so she could get 1% cash back on her son's first pair of cleats, 2% cash back on game time snacks, and 3% cash back on gas, all with no hoops to jump through, which meant she didn't have to worry about changing categories or expirations on rewards. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back everywhere, every time, 2% cash back at grocery stores, and 3% cash back on gas. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to $1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Copyright 2014 Bank of America Corporation.
Pop quiz. When was the last time you thought about your bed? Better yet, when was the last time your bed thought about you? Answer, never. Till now. Introducing the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number Bed. Now with Sleep IQ technology.
Ta-da!
Working with the dual air chambers, the Sleep Number Bed lets you and your partner find your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on both sides, your sleep number setting. Sleep IQ technology tracks the quality of your sleep. It knows if you're restless, if you get up in the night. And in the morning, it tells you all about it. Now you have the info you need to sleep better. Try a new bedtime. Adjust your Sleep Number setting. Nix the late night TV. You'll know what works because Sleep IQ tells you. So smart, it's like sleeping with Einstein without all the awkwardness.
Gute Nacht.
Oh, hey.
The Sleep Number bed now with Sleep IQ technology starting at just $999.98 because everyone deserves to know better sleep. Only at a Sleep Number store. Find us at one of our six stores in the Puget Sound area. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squier Telecaster for just $89, a Delta Lab clip-on guitar tuner for only $10, or Pearl Cajon drum for just $79. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in store and at guitarcenter.com.
Attention appliance shoppers. Celebrate summer with Albert Lea Appliance during our Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Sizzling hot store-wide deals on the largest selection of major brand appliances in the Northwest. Sale pricing celebrated at all five locations in Seattle, South Center, Linwood, Bellevue, and Tacoma. Don't miss out on the largest appliance sale of the summer. The Albert Lea Appliance Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Log on to albertleaappliance.com for details. Albert Lea Appliance, celebrating 75 years strong.
Looking to get away from the mall? Enjoy some wine while shopping. Then mark down Saturday, August 16th for the Taste of Maine in historic Old Bellevue. Take a stroll down historic Main Street, sampling fine cuisine, wines, and spirits while enjoying live entertainment, merchant specials, and fun giveaways. All ages are welcome, with the proceeds going to the Detlef Shrimp Foundation in support of the Boys and Girls Club of Bellevue. It's August 16th at Old Main in Bellevue. Tickets available at tasteofmainebellevue.com.
I just got back from the furniture show, and I feasted when I should have fasted, and now we're overstocked.
Don't miss the summer clearance sale at Don Willis Furniture. Save from up to 30 to 60% on selected furniture for every room in your home, outdoor too.
What have you been doing for the past 20 years? For two decades, Super Supplements has offered vitamins, natural products, and other good things for your body and a healthier lifestyle. Throughout August, we'd just like to say thanks for 20 great years. Join us Saturday, August 9th for a special anniversary event. The first 100 customers receive a free gift with purchase. Enjoy product specials and samples with health professionals on hand to help you get the most out of life. You live it. We'll help. Super
Supplements. Thank you to Ted Brown Music, official music store of the Carter Subaru Live Theater at 95.7 KJR FM.
There's so much to love about summer when driving a new Subaru from Walker's Renton Subaru. And this August, Subaru's A Lot to Love event is going on at Walker's Renton Subaru with final pricing on all of our remaining 2014s. Get model year-end prices on the best-selling all-wheel drive cars in America, like the 2014 Subaru Outback 2.5i, fully equipped with alloy wheel package, Bluetooth, fog lights, and more, only $22,899. Or check out the 2014 Subaru Impreza 2.0i, well-equipped for just $19,281. Subaru, with five 2014 IIHS top safety picks, it's an obvious choice. Come discover why Seattle drivers love Walker's Renton Subaru. Visit 555 Southwest Grady Way, exit 2 off 405 in Renton, or online at RentonSubaru.com. Real value, real people, real simple. 2014 top safety picks include the 2015 Subaru Forester. VINs available at dealer. Models number EDB-21 and number ELB-01. All prices and vehicles subject to 150 documentation fee. See dealer for details. Ends 8/31/14.
Hey, folks, if you're not yet set up with the Xfinity X1 operating system, oh boy, it's so much fun. I gotta tell you about it. I'm gonna have more time to watch TV. I'm really looking forward to catching up on some series, and also starting some series I never started because, oh, I don't have time to start Game of Thrones, you know. And now with the X1 operating system, I can start at episode 1, season 1, and I can basically just dig in and enjoy.
I can't wait for football season with this thing, because I'm going to be able to check statistics on other games. I mean, you will stay on top of the whole NFL while you're watching the Seahawks. I got to figure out how to do it, but I know there's apps for that on there.
Yeah, there are, and it works seamlessly with your internet and, of course, your home phone, and you have enough bandwidth, Wi-Fi, for all your devices. Switch to the X1 with a triple play from Comcast right now for $89.99 a month. Per year. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
This report is brought to you by Delta Dental of Washington.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, dealing with a pretty easy drive right now. Just seeing some heavy congestion northbound 405 through the S-curve. Stretches up a bit into the Kennedale Hill. Also southbound 405 now busy from just after 527 down to 522, while northbound I-5 actually looking pretty good. Just slow approaching the West Seattle Bridge and into downtown.
Delta Dental of Washington, covering the most miles in state and nationwide. Go to DeltaDentalWA.com to learn more. Get in with Delta Dental.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then 10 a.m. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle and iHeart Radio Station.
Bob, Spike, and Jones. Everywhere you go, you can't escape the trio. Coming on with Brio. They will be sure. get Joe. Everywhere you go, don't be afraid. Three new friends you've made. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah. You know who that is, right? Randy Newman. Yeah. Randy Newman sang that Bob Spike and Joe song. He made it up on the spot. He didn't put a lot of work into it.
Really?
And then a year ago, I got to watch Randy Newman, along with Hart, be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I was like, that guy wrote a song about us. And it was very quick. It was brief. It's one of the... In fact, if there were an award for least important song he's ever written, that would be nominated.
That's still sweet.
It is very nice.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, well, we have someone on the phone to say hi to. It's Kent and Alan from Star 101.5. Kent and Alan, good morning.
Bob, hello.
Don't go, man.
Don't go. That's nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. But why would you say that? Everybody else has been get the heck away so you can leave us alone.
Oh, you think you're the only one that's heard that, huh?
Yeah. That's true.
Hey, Bob, do you remember when you first came to Seattle? We were thrilled because way back when we first started, we've always played Twisted Tunes, and we've always respected you. And when we found out you were coming to Seattle, we called you up. And I remember, I think it was because you're from the East Coast, you were very suspicious, like maybe we should be slashing your tires instead of welcoming you.
I remember that. In fact, it was the first, you were the first radio people in Seattle that I met on the phone. And was it you, Kent, who called?
Both of us did. We both called you just like we did now. And we were truly big fans. And we go, God, man, we are so big fans. We're so happy to have you in town. They go, yeah. You'd go, yeah.
Yeah. So really? what's the catch?
What's your angle? What is it? No, we are. No.
It's funny because I so don't miss that about the East Coast, although it's charming when I go back and people try to cut you off on the highway and everything. But but I'll tell you, you guys embodied the spirit of Seattle and you welcomed me and you said, let's hope we have a nice long career. And I thought, these guys in radio, who knows, you might last a year or two. And here it is, 25 years later, you guys have been on, how long were you on?
We're coming up on 30 next year, Bob.
Man.
Wow. Now what?
Hats off to you. More power to you. Have fun.
So what's your angle for the call?
Our angle for the call has been, we don't want you to leave. We're serious. It makes us really, really old.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Kent, I don't know how you do it with all the TV and all of the cable, you know, all the stuff that you do. And Alan, I think you just slough off and don't do much. Well,
he's so busy. I look like I'm standing still. I'm the sloth. I'm the half of the guys that eat. Yeah.
But you guys,
it was the drugs that you and Joe recommended when you came to town that have really helped me all along.
Well, and those are legal now, so we don't have to keep it a secret. Listen, you guys have been wonderful, and you guys embody the true spirit of Seattle media. Kind, generous, super talented. You have been at the top for just about the whole 30 years. Congratulations to you two.
No, well, congratulations to you, Bob.
And I suspect we haven't heard the end of Bob Rivers, Spike, and Joe on the team.
And do we still have permission to play Twisted Tunes? Can we ask you every year if we can do it?
I'm actually hoping people will, because, by the way, when we arrived, a lot of people stopped playing them for competitive reasons, but you guys never did. So continue away, please.
Yeah, I think it's just because we're a little dense and we love them. So.
Yeah, we're not very creative, so we just have to ride on your coattail.
Right. Thank you so much. Kent and Alan, ladies. Am I on your radio station?
No, you aren't right now.
Oh, okay. Good.
If you'd like to be, we can put you on.
Yeah, you can if you like. I just never know when I'm simulcasting. But if I was, I would say, you guys aren't these guys a class act?
But since we're not.
But since we're not. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, these guys are the best. Ken, I want to say quickly, thanks for all you do for drama here in the area. My daughter is in drama, and you do so much for kids in drama. And I want to say to your guy Leonard there, the hardest working man in show business is Leonard Barocas, and he's been one of the real secrets to Kent now, and a lot of people don't know about. So give my best to Leonard.
Well, as you say that, he's on vacation and we aren't, so what's up with that?
Smartest guy in the room.
He got a good deal on his last contract, I guess.
Yeah, not everybody works that hard. Kent.
Have a great one, you guys. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Wow. Very nice.
That's nice.
Something you don't know about Kent is he was very important in Per and I getting our visa for Bob.
Oh, really? No kidding.
Yeah, because we needed a third party to say why it was important to have a bachelor's degree to be producing a radio show. And Bob asked Kent if he would write a letter saying why he would recommend someone with a bachelor's degree, and he did. So the day that I met him, because we go to yoga together, I told him, Kent, I'm Luciana, I'm Pedro's producer. You actually got us in this country, so I love Kent.
He's wonderful. And by the way, I remember that time because immigration was very suspicious that they'd never heard of someone in radio needing some kind of a college degree for anything.
Certainly
it's
not.
Very suspicious.
Completely unnecessary, as is clear from this room.
It's clear from the rest of the room, except for you.
Except for me.
Don Bennett is on the phone. And, you know, God, when you're so important to the show over the years, as Don has been, and so important to the community, as every drummer within the sound of my voice knows, it's truly an honor to say hi to you. You helped us get the drums that brought so much music to the Puget Sound through our live bands playing in the studio. Don Bennett, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob. What a nice thing to say. Thank you. I was calling to thank you. Man, you and all of you there were so helpful to me in getting, you know, my drum school and the drum store off the ground. And I guess it was actually just a really good relationship that we had. You know, we were able to bring interesting guests to your show, and you were able to help us spread the word about drums and what we do. So, man.
You know, I got to say this, though. Having heard drums pretty much spread the word about themselves. If you have a drum,
they announce themselves.
My parents, did I ever tell you, Don, that when I was a kid, I wanted drums, and my parents, because they were going to have 8 children, they never bought me drums. So I was a frustrated, never got to be a drummer. And you've helped a lot of those people by getting them drums, right?
You know, it's when I think about how many people have learned to play the drums through that school or through the stuff we do, you know, that's a pretty exciting thing. That's something I'm pretty darn proud of.
Now, Don, do I understand you're doing something similar to what I'm planning on doing? Because I look at you on Facebook, and you're off playing in a band, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, I have a band. Well, I've been playing with that band for a long time.
But you're off. You're on tour somewhere. Where are you these days?
You know, we play during the summer. We play all over the area. So it could be Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, Alaska. But it's kind of mostly weekend stuff. So I get to go off and be a rock star on the weekend and come home and be a baseball dad when I get home.
Nice.
I'm still doing that.
What's the name of the band? This guy does not know how to plug his band.
No.
I guess I should be. It's called Free Rain. As a matter of fact, we'll be playing this Sunday at Allen Park in Renton.
All right.
There you go. 6 to 8 o'clock. It's like an outdoor public show we're doing.
Well, I want to thank you, Don, for providing us with some of the most legendary guests we've ever had. And I think one of the first, and I was producing the show, this is how long ago it was, Don called and says, you ever hear of a guy named Hal Blaine? Mm-hmm. And I said, not really. He goes, let me fax you. This is how long ago it was. Let me fax you over his resume and bio. It was 30 pages long of things this guy has played.
All the hits he had played on.
Yeah, and we've had so many.
And didn't he introduce us to Kenny Aronoff, too?
Yeah, Kenny Aronoff, yeah. Bernard Pretty Purdy.
Carmen Appice.
I mean, so many legendary drummers have sat in the studio, thanks to you.
Man, I'll tell you, when I start thinking about how much fun we've had coming down to the studio, you know, it's always a big scramble to, like, pick up a rock star early in the morning and get them through traffic.
Are you alive? Is there anybody in there?
Clear! Clear!
Get them, you know, get them to the studio. It's always a big event. But, you know, whenever we get there and Bob and Spike and Joe and, boy, back then it was Mora and all you guys, it's always been so fun to do those things and, I don't know, the laughs and goofing around we've done while we're there. It's always just been a blast.
Don called me one Saturday morning, and this was when Emily was a baby, and he says, I don't know what you're doing right now, but Charlie Watts just walked in. I know you live over here in Bellevue. You want to come down and say hi? And I had, you know, my newborn practically there. And I said, God, I would love to, but my
somebody hold this baby.
My wife would kill me. You know, right. I missed the chance.
It took 4 weeks to get the Sharpie signature off Emily's head.
but she would have grown out.
Please, sign my newborn baby.
It meant so much to me that you thought about me at that time. It was really, really great relationship, like right. you said.
Oh, well, you know, I'll tell you, it is so fun because I know how cool it is for me when I get to meet, like, my heroes. But it's really been a rewarding thing for me to be able to share those moments with other people, give other people the opportunity to do it. Otherwise, you know, I could tell everyone, yeah, I got to meet this person, I got to meet this person. But when there's somebody else who got to do it and be there, it's just much cooler.
Yeah, Don, you're I love you. You're a man after my own heart. It's fun to bring stuff to people and have them really enjoy it. And you you and I, hopefully we'll get a chance to get together. Remember how we've never had lunch?
I do.
Remember the lunch we've never had?
Let's keep it going.
Let's keep that going.
Yeah.
Right. Don Bennett,
before you go, Don, thank you for being a drum teacher. I know you give you not only do you have a shop, you have a school, and you give lessons, and you make people, you turn them into drummers. And if you could just keep working with Maynard, keep working with John Maynard.
Keep working with John Maynard.
He's going to break through, man. You
know, I see him every Monday, and he's actually, he has done amazing. I mean, I think from where he started, where he is now.
Yeah.
By the way, that's always a backhanded compliment.
This is the kind of teacher you want, though.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. Did you suck.
Boy, the way we had to tape the sticks to his hands.
Now it's way less sucky. All right. Hey, Don, thank you very much. Don Bennett, ladies and gentlemen, we will actually have a chance to really get together. Don and I have talked a few times over the years, and I just love his spirit. Okay. A couple things to promote. Because people have been asking, and I apologize, a fairly long list, but this is the last chance we have to invite you to our musical gigs. I know. Next week, if I want to promote something, I have to go on the internet and send out a Facebook post, and 4 people will like it.
You could put smoke signals from the top of Rattlesnake.
I could do that.
See how that goes.
That, by the way, I will miss. I've told you, but it's going to feel really strange. Well, I could go on the air and tell people, and then cricket, cricket. So that's the way it goes. But a couple of things. First off, the hike-a-thon. I am going to be hiking the entire month of August for the Washington Trails Association. We have a few. I think we had $750 so far the other day. We have a link up at bobrivers.com. It's also at 957kjr.com, probably till 10 a.m. anyway, if you'd like to help out with that. I will carry your picture to the top of the mountain. I'll carry you with me and send you back a nice thank you photo. That's my Kickstarter trinket. I realize it's no big deal.
Is there a level of sponsorship or a level of donation that it would take to get into your backpack to take to the mountain?
You mean to come with me?
Yeah, to take.
Yeah, lots.
Well, throw a number out there. What do you got to do?
Throw a number?
Yeah.
Anybody puts $500 in, they can come hike.
Climb with you?
Yeah. That's sweet. How much I put in, by the way, so I put my money where my mouth is.
You know, I hate to interrupt you because I know that you're working on a list, but I feel like we can help you with this.
Okay.
Hang on.
We should point out, there'll be no money.
What is that?
It's for you.
What is that?
Something for you.
Whoa.
What is this? It's a bag.
We figure things might get a little crazy in the 9 o'clock hour around here.
You guys brought me presents. I don't need presents from
you. I know.
No, we didn't get you
presents. Your presence is your presence. You ever hear that
one? We didn't get you presents. We picked you up something that you're going to need for this hike-a-thon.
Yeah, this is just a little parting gift and a thank you from the whole show.
Oh, well. Is this old man knee poles?
They're called walking poles.
Reduce fatigue and aid stability.
We didn't buy anything, by the way. Jody went dumpster diving.
I was already planning on going.
These
so
are part of a government.
You know,
recall.
These are actually something I desperately need.
Yes.
And I'm too lazy.
You're
and
welcome.
Too much in denial to go get a walking stick. Like Gandalf had a walking stick, remember? It turned out it
we
was.
We almost got you the one stick, but then we decided, because they make a walking stick, but then we decided that would be too much. Like, oh, you're retiring. Here's a cane.
Yeah, that's true. This is close enough. Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. That's really sweet. What else is in here?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I am like
happy,
a little
happy
kid.
Day, buddy.
Oh, this is a backpack that seemed to have been made by slightly more upscale Chinese children.
Yes.
This is a very nice backpack.
You're awful.
This is really beautiful.
You need that.
It's called the North Face Hotshot.
Mm-hmm. We figured if you're going to haul a few hundred listeners up the hill, you probably would need something to put
this is cool.
In.
And I did mean that, by the way. That's how much I put in to start the thing. Mm-hmm. Anybody willing to match me, then you're going on the hike. We're going to pick a mountain and we're going to do it.
There's a couple things inside the backpack.
Yeah, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bag.
There's nothing here for Lisa that I'm supposed to be the one that brings through customs.
Actually, they wouldn't sell me that. I tried to buy that this morning. They wouldn't sell it to me.
Right. No, no.
Here,
we'll
you carry this.
Straight to her.
Hold on. Oh. Why? Do you know I was a great kid on Christmas morning?
I bet you.
I was totally ear to ear.
You still are.
All right. Packing for Mars is the name of a book that says these guys really are going to miss me because they want me to be very far away. Yeah. What is Packing for Mars?
Mary Roach is a wonderful author.
Oh.
I got that for you because I thought it might inspire you to go places where no man has gone before.
Oh, cool.
Everybody like contributed.
She's also the best selling author of a book called Stiff. Which I thank you for not having me hold
Stiff
up.
Stiff is an amazing book. Actually, okay. She's a hilarious author. You're
oh, she's
her.
Funny? Yeah. Okay. The Curious Science of Life in the Void from the author of Stiff, Spook, and Bonk. An incredibly vivid writer, a celebration of the wide, occasionally crazy spectrum of human pursuit. Do you know what I've done when people have given me books in the last few years?
Lit them on fire?
No, I've put them on a shelf and said, that will be fun to read someday.
If only I had time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you very much. All right. And there's something else in here. This is a...
Oh, that one's for Pedro and me. It's because now you're going to be doing a podcast. So basically, you're going to be making less money.
Yeah.
So you're going to have do your own pedicures.
Oh.
So keep your feet healthy.
Three steps are pretty... You know what? Lisa was preferred you bought something to shave the inside of my nose, but I'm really glad you didn't.
That's none of our business.
It's not your business. Thank you very much. That's very good. And I did take terrible care of my feet. Some... what is this?
That is, in case you get stiff.
This is deodorant for my corns
on
my feet.
It's not. It's
actually not deodorant.
It's sore muscle treatment called Icy Hot.
What do you guys get me a present?
Who got you that? That goes in the bag, too.
Who got the Icy Hot?
I did.
Okay, what's this?
That goes in the bag, too.
Oh, a Leatherman.
Yes.
Is this David's idea, or is this yours?
That's my idea.
Wow, it's very smart. I need one of
these. And you can pull nose hairs.
There you go.
Actually takes care of the nose.
Now you're all set.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. Cure up a little.
All right, now I'm embarrassed because this is too much.
You didn't bring anything for anybody?
I didn't bring... No, I brought you all...
what? We thought we were all doing presents today.
God.
You didn't bring anything for us?
Oh, I have something for you guys.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Just
one thing, then.
We've heard
that
before.
My wife is coming.
Yeah.
I can't tell you too much, but there will be balloons. All right.
Well, it did occur to all of us that you should also have a bag that could double as a gig bag, so that's a cool-looking bag.
This is awesome. Thank you very much. You guys are awesome. Okay.
Now, what were you saying about come to our thing?
You know, I have trouble remembering what I was saying without interruption.
Gigs to promote. First one tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Don't play the crow for me. It's my show.
Really? Where was it for Kent and Allen? I never heard to tone it in.
Oh, we need a job, so who knows?
I see. You want to go work for Kent and Allen?
Oh, no. They got the best, man. Leonard, they don't need me over
there. You
could
be their giggling sidekick.
No, they got the best guy going right now.
Yeah, Leonard?
Oh, yeah, he's
the
good.
Best. Okay. Upcoming events, for those of you who asked. So the hike-a-thon, yes, if you want to go on the hike with me, if you'll match what I put in, which is $500, I know that's a lot, but it's the Washington Trails Association. Mm-hmm. You'll get an automatic membership in the Washington Trails Association if you put as little as $40 in there. That's a membership for a year, and you get their magazine, which is wonderful, and they will they take care of your trails. For those of you that hike, this is kind of a no-brainer. Most of us who hike never do anything for them. Do it this one time in your life. The upcoming concerts, we're calling them listener appreciation parties with Spike and the Impalers and Heart by Heart. And yes, folks, I'm still playing with Spike and the Impalers, and I have joined Heart by Heart, which is original members of Heart, Steve Fossen and Mike DeRozier, the most wonderful rhythm section. You close your eyes and you are transported to the incredible sounds of 1979 and then even of the 80s stuff. And they have Summer and Lizzie on vocals and Randy Hanson playing guitar. That bitch, Randy Hanson. That's a guy, by the way.
All right.
Okay. And I will have fun, and I will tour with them, and I'm going to learn how to play better, which is one of those things like all those books that I've put on a shelf for so long. So here are the shows coming up. I apologize. It's a long list. But I promise not to bother you with this after today.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. This weekend, Saturday, August 9th, at 4 o'clock, Spike and the Impalers take the stage in the beer garden. Pedro will chug some Bud or Bud Light, and Spike and the Impalers will have the incredible percussion that he always brings. It's 4 o'clock beer garden. It's Saturday afternoon. It should be a packed, rousing time. Please come out. Heart by Heart hits the big stage at 6:30 p.m. and plays for 90 minutes. So basically from 4 until 8, great rock and roll. And I won't have time between Spike and the Impalers and Heart by Heart because I have barely enough time to get from one stage to the other. But after the Heart by Heart show, I will hang by the play the crows. I will hang by the merchandise table. We should have that effect. And really, I'll talk and say thank you to as many people who want to say thank you. And I won't. You can't. I won't have to go to sleep. You won't. You'll never hear that from me. Never say never. Someone told me,
there
but
you go.
You'll very rarely hear that from me.
And if you come out tomorrow, remember whatever you do. Don't miss the clowns.
Yeah.
There's going to be clowns there.
That's right. Yeah. There's clowns there as well. Do you know, we talked about whether we'll get back together and do a show. And, you know, you can't say never say never without one can't and two nevers. But never say never.
I've seen a lot of things come to an end and start again. You know,
how about that band, The Who? Where are they playing today?
Eighth Farewell Tour, I believe.
They're getting ready for their last and biggest tour next year.
That's what they said in 89.
Jody, I'm pretty sure I'm done with, but these two, that pitch.
Feel the same way.
You're a joy.
You're a joy.
You're a joy. You are the heart and soul of the you're the mother figure in the show. You are the, you're also the strong person who believes in their convictions that I always have to respect, even whether agree or disagree.
Even when they're stupid. Everything that's coming out of your mouth, I disagree with.
Even when I might believe that reasonable people might think differently.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's stupid.
Jody has made my job so much easier here. It's nice to have one other person in the room that knows what's going on. She's a person that
she's aware.
She comes in early. She reads the news. She knows what's happening in the world. Not that you two don't.
Not that you, dummy.
Can I say my favorite thing about you, Jody?
Yes.
Can I say my favorite thing about you?
Yes.
Okay. It's kind of funny. But there's this thing Jody does, and the audience picked up on it almost right away. And everybody knows it. And it's so charmingly you, and it's so charmingly anti-show business.
I know what you're going to say.
That I think it's one of the things that makes this show so genuine. You know what I'm going to say.
No.
It's not just the no, but it's that... It's that if Jody doesn't like someone who walks in that door and sits down, play the crickets. It's like, it'll be like.
People will say, where did Jody go? I thought she was there today. Did she get sick or something?
It's so much easier when you have a 5-person morning show rather than a 2-person morning show.
Oh, with a 2-person morning show.
Marty used to be like, are you joking? Because somebody would come in and I would do that and it would just be the two of us. Yeah. Can you imagine how uncomfortable that is?
But... And you know, you're so passionate about things you believe in. And by the way, most of what you believe in is passionate stuff about caring and loving people. And it's ironic, of course, that it makes you angry.
<That's>
It's a little bit amazing.
I know.
But so if you like don't like someone or have a like that person did me wrong or something, none of us will kind of know because you'll have that same pasted on smile.
Uh-huh.
You and Casey must go to the same pasted on smile store.
Yeah, you have to go every 3 weeks and they read.
And do they give you an injection of a pasted on smile? That's another thing. And you have a great smile too, Joe and I. We don't really.
We're grinners. We're grinners. We're not smilers.
We
give a little grin.
Yeah.
A little keep those teeth hidden.
I'm a winner.
By the way, before we get too far removed, we should say it's the Taste of Edmonds. We just said a beer garden, like a random beer garden out there.
Did I really?
Yeah. So,
oh my God.
So, it is the Taste
of Edmonds. That's right, people. Where there's beer, there may be us.
Yeah. Taste of Edmonds.
Keep drinking. We'll show up.
Let me get back to it. Spike and the Impalers, Taste of Edmonds, Heart by Heart, Taste of Edmonds, August 9th.
Where's that at?
Saturday, tomorrow. It's in Edmonds.
Okay. Ah.
If anybody asks where it is, they don't deserve to come.
Now, find it yourself.
Taste of Edmonds is all ages. The beer garden is 21 and over. Heart by Heart will be on a main stage, which
you
I
can bring all ages.
It's all ages. Yep. Kids under 12 are free, $4 for adults.
So it's $4 for all that entertainment?
Yeah.
I wonder how many people will come.
I hope a lot. I've never been to Taste of Edmonds. I'm looking forward to it. This will be my first Taste of Edmonds. I'm saving some calories to do a little tasting tomorrow, too. So,
in case you wonder whether show business people look out there and say, I wonder if anybody loves me.
Yes.
We do.
We do.
Yeah. I know. It's silly. It's sad. It's pathetic, actually. All right. So next, Railroad Days. Will you love us then?
And this I don't know. That's a week out.
Come.
I mean, one day, sure, everybody loves us for one day. But, a week?
But what about a week later?
A week?
Will come you still love me next week at Railroad Days in Snoqualmie?
And this is a come one, come all, shut down the city of Snoqualmie street fair.
Yes.
Free to everybody, all ages.
Starts at 5:30 p.m. 5:30. Well, they'll be doing stuff all day.
All day long.
So go and spend time in the fair, please. But at 5:30 p.m., Heart by Heart takes the stage at Snoqualmie Railroad Days. And then at 8:15 p.m., Spike and the Impalers, Howl at the Moon,
and, Snoqualmie Railroad Days. After that, at 10:15, we'll be at the VFW Hall in Snoqualmie, home of the least expensive alcohol in America.
Is that right?
Be drinking
oh, my
there.
God. Mm. That was last year after our
there's
show.
There's a
Railroad
nice
Days.
Bowling alley next door. And a
Yeah. I'm talking VF. There's no place in America that has better alcohol value than a VFW.
And anybody who wants to say hi after the Impalers show, do not hesitate to come
Please.
Up and say hi.
Yeah.
Don't have to get up the next morning. Spike and the Impalers, 8:15, Heart by Heart at 5:30. That's Snoqualmie Railroad Days.
What day?
The date is August 16th.
It's a Saturday.
Thank you.
It's also Saturday. Isn't
we're all
that weird?
Come over to you.
All the time we were on the air, we were like, please don't make us play on Friday. We'll be all burned
is
out.
Is that in Bonnie Lake on a Wednesday night?
I know. And then when we're off, it's like Saturday night. So it's good. No complaints, though. We're not whiny, ungrateful people.
Not yet.
Even if it sounds that way.
Give us a week.
Next up, I'm so excited about this. I have never been to Hempfest. Never.
Nor have I, and I think I'm going to have to try to get down there.
Are you saving up some brain cells?
Were you avoiding Hempfest because as a member of the media, you didn't want to be seen fraternizing?
No, it's more just a scheduling thing. I've never – it's not something, you know, you may find this hard to believe. It's not an cause that I have really had a lot of passion for.
Sure. If it was Pizza Fest, you would have been
there. Yeah, I mean, it's something I, you know, I'm certainly for it, but it's not, I wouldn't put myself in the activist category.
All right. Hempfest, 4:30 p.m. So right after the
Cody's not buying a bit of that.
No, she isn't. So after the 4:20 festivities, Hempfest, Sunday, August 17th. Spike the Impalers are at Swiftwater Cellars in Clay Elm. If you've never gone out there, And drank wine at this gorgeous winery and seen the... That's something you might want to make, Jody.
Because there's wine there. That's rude. Okay, I'll be there.
Okay. That's August 29th. Please put these in your calendar. I'll tell you one more right now. Heart by Heart at the Oak Harbor Music Festival, August 31st, 6:15 p.m. And I have never been to the Oak Harbor Music Festival.
I haven't either. I've been to Oak Harbor. I love that. Right. Love that town.
There are more, but Eric is telling me we have to take a break. We also have Ed Troyer, the Pierce County Sheriff Public Information Officer, who wants to warn us about ourselves or something. I don't know what he's going to do. But we would love to say hi to Ed Troyer. He had the knee thing that I have, but apparently I'm not getting a surgery. I'm in doctor frustration mode. Which I guess there'll be more of that the older I get, right?
Yes.
That's going to just keep happening. How much would you pay? This is not a question for Ed Troyer. How much would you pay to grope Miley Cyrus? There is actually a dollar figure that makes this possible. It's a lot less money than you might think.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Partly sunny skies early on today, but very sunny later. Highs will be in the 70s in Seattle. A little cooler up north and a little warmer south Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures in the 80s to near 90 degrees on Sunday and Monday for Seattle. I'm Stephen Kilbreath in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Crystal Mountain Resort. Take a ride on the Mount Rainier gondola at Crystal Mountain Resort this summer for the best view of Mount Rainier and access to Washington's highest elevation restaurant. It will leave you speechless. Crystal Mountain Resort is open daily this summer until September 21st. Visit crystalmountainresort.com for details.
I went into 3010 Weight Loss for Life yesterday in Bellevue and got two pieces of good news. The first piece is I am now 65 pounds down. I've lost 65 pounds since I first walked through those doors in mid-March. And the second piece of good news is there was a little note in my file that said, oh, by the way, Dr. Nelson wants to talk to you. He just wants you to know that we're going to be with you as long as it takes to get you to your ideal weight. 3010 Weight Loss for Life is going to stick with me and Spike and Kelly and Melissa and my mom, Joan, and get us all to where we want to be, which is our ideal weight. I've got about 20 more pounds to go, I figure. I'm at 210 right now. This time a year ago, I was over 300 pounds. If you need to lose some weight, you want to do it healthy, you want to do it fast, and you want to do it without much stress, 3010 Weight Loss for Life is the way to do it. They've got four locations, Silverdale, Kent, Bellevue, and a brand new office in Everett. Go to 3010weightlossforlife.com to read more about the program. Then give them a call to schedule an appointment, 855-843-3010. I can't thank these guys enough. They have changed my life.
Don't miss Huey Lewis and the News at Seattle's closest casino.
That's the power of love.
Snoqualmie Casino's summer concert series welcomes Huey Lewis and the News on Thursday, August 14th. Party with the power of love at the Mountain View Plaza, just minutes from Seattle.
I want a new drug.
Crescent Club members have early access to tickets and discounts. Become a member and take your above it all to the next level. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
What places inspire you to do something great?
The garage, where my son and I are restoring the car he'll drive to prom.
And my study, where I'm working on my novel after the kids finally fall asleep.
People get inspiration in all sorts of different places. At American Family Insurance, we provide the protection to help you pursue your dreams. Take the first step, become inspired, and then visit amfam.com/dreams and join the community of dreamers.
The record store, where I find the new vinyls to inspire my band.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Hey folks, it's Bob Rivers here. For a while, I've been sharing some great customer stories from my friends at Bellevue Rare Coins. This next one is the kind that shows why these fine folks love what they do. Recently, a woman brought in an old coin collection that had belonged to her husband. She mentioned that she lived on a fixed income and hoped that the coins could give her a little extra spending cash. It turned out the collection was worth $20,000. Not only was this amount more than she was expecting, for her, it was life-changing. Now, we're not saying that everyone has a $20,000 coin collection lying around, but you may have unused, broken jewelry, watches, silver, or even gold pieces tucked away that could be turned into cash. There's no point letting it all sit around and collect dust. Have one of the experts at Bellevue Rare Coins give you a free evaluation. They'll pay what your valuables are really worth, and who knows, maybe change your life while they're at it. Visit Bellevue Rare Coins today in Bellevue and Linwood.
Phil Mitchell, Sunset Chevrolet in Sumner. You guys are absolutely loaded with gorgeous pre-owned cars and trucks.
Rich, that's right. Everybody knows we're the number one Chevy dealer, but we're also one of the top pre-owned dealers. We've got a huge selection of virtually every make and model you can think of, and almost all of them have warranty protection for life. That's a no-deductible, no-cost-to-you warranty protection for life.
But, Phil, how can you cover pre-owned like that?
If our pre-owned vehicles don't meet our standards, you'll probably find it on another lot in the Puget Sound, but you won't find it on our lot. There's a lot of vehicles that we buy that don't meet our standards. There's a lot of trades we take in that don't meet our standards. We only put the best out there. That's why we can put warranty protection for life on our pre-owned vehicles. You got to get in here this weekend.
A dock fee up to $150 may be added to the sale price. Warranty details posted at the dealership and financing offers with approved credit. Call 1-800-NEW-CHEVY today.
Chevrolet cars and tough Chevy trucks. Sunset Chevrolet.
Find new roads to Sunset Chevrolet, downtown Sumner.
It's Morgan's Kitchen and Bath's August sale. Save up to 40% on sinks, faucets, toilets, cabinetry, lighting, and more in stock or special order. Now's the time for that home improvement or repair through August 23rd. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath in Fremont and Ballard.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the more you save.
IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan Scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian Scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the All-American Bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in. They won't be here long. IHOP. Everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
You know, it's embarrassing enough to have a single car oops kind of accident, right? I mean, the last thing you then want to have to do is go all around town gathering up estimates, trying to figure out who's going to fix your car right away. You know, I had one of those experiences recently, and Jordan Valley Auto Body Repair on West Sunshine repaired and replaced every little reminder of that embarrassing moment. Let Jordan Valley Auto Body Repair erase your next mistake. You can see other testimonials and all their great services at JordanValleyABR.com.
Ow! And while that's one way to kill yellow jackets, we prefer 25 years of experience. Let AAA Pest Control get rid of them safely and effectively. If it bugs you, it bugs us. Visit their mobile site right now at AAAPest.com.
Pro Golf Discount 37th Anniversary Sale is going on now. Need new golf gear? Then you gotta go to Pro, where you'll find great deals on top name brand clubs, bags, shoes, balls, clothing, and accessories. Now is the time to update your golf wardrobe. Get a new bag, a new pair of shoes, or maybe a rangefinder. And nearly every club in our stores is on sale. Get free club fitting from our master club fitters on our state-of-the-art launch monitors. Plus, you'll receive 125% trade-in value on your old clubs only at Pro Golf Discount.
Hey, Sleep Country USA is having their Triple Choice sale. It is on right now, but it will end on Sunday. Time is running out. Here's the Triple Choice available to you at Sleep Country USA. Save up to $300 on Sealy Posturepedic and Simmons Beautyrest mattress sets. Or choice number two, 48 months interest-free financing with no money down on the Tempur-Choice collection. That's on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. Or choice number three, get $300 in free gifts with any of Sleep Country's most popular Tempur-Pedic mattresses. That's right. Choose any combination of sheets, pillows, mattress protection, and more. A $300 value absolutely free. Over 80 stores in the Puget Sound area at Sleep Country USA. Always the guaranteed lowest price. Always the guaranteed best comfort and an employee-owned experience. When you walk in the door at Sleep Country USA, they will treat you like you deserve to be treated because it's an owner you're dealing with. Take the time, find the bed that's right for you. Free delivery, free setup for your move of your old set, and a guaranteed best price. And the Triple Choice sale on now, Secret USA. Why buy mattress anywhere else?
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-5 southbound near the Ship Canal Bridge, we've got a stall in the left lane. Looks like it's jamming up traffic a little bit out towards 522. Other than that, we've got some slow traffic southbound 405 through Kirkland and northbound 405 through the Renton S-curves.
Right now at Fred Meyer, all kids' shoes are buy one, get one half off. Save on Skechers, Converse, and Vans. You can stock up on all their favorites. All you need to know for back to school is that you'll find it at Fred Meyer.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
95.7 KJR, boy, at 10 a.m. this morning, something special. The launch of the brand new radio station this morning at 10. I got a little sneak preview, you know, for the last few days. I've heard rumors. Everybody's heard rumors. There's stuff out there floating around in the internet. And I've always just figured, oh, anything could be goofing around or misdirecting. But I heard a bit of what's going to run. And I tell you, fasten your seatbelts. 10 a.m. right here on 95.7. We've had a lot of friends on the air and talked to a lot of people over the last few days. And I told Luciana, I said, all right, today I just want to have a regular show, sort of as regular as you can be, with my co-hosts and the people I love. And of course, there are friends here as well that we have to acknowledge and mention. But and I said, Luciana, she said, well, what if I get a really big guest? I said, well, if it's a president of the United States, I guess, you know, you should book that. But there are some folks here today, too, that are very special to us. I'm going to talk about Jerry and Lois in a bit. Jerry and Lois are taking pictures, documenting this final day. Jerry is, you can hear him clicking right now. It's Lois who does all the work later, by the way. She does all of the...
all the retouching and trying to make us look somewhat decent.
Yeah, that thing on Bob's face. Let's fix that.
These guys are the best, I'll
tell you. You can't fix it. It's just like
right.
that.
Food for our listener party this morning, and it is so jammed. I wish we could have invited thousands of people, but that's why we have all these musical gigs coming up, listener appreciation parties, provided by Dennis Ballin. His title at Blazing Bagels is...
Head bagel.
Head bagel. He's the head bagel. Head bagel. And you know, when you put that moniker, like he could have been CEO. Like if I ever owned a company, I'd want to do CEO in my little private, you know, proprietorship. I call myself the president. But this dude knows what's important. He's the head bagel.
Head bagel.
Head bagel. You make such incredible food, and you have been so generous and kind with us. But we've had the great advertiser relationship where we work together to turn people on to the great work you do, and you help us entertain and make our listeners happy. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm so proud to see Dennis's business grow. I don't know if you remember how we met him, but he was in a dispute in Redmond about he had one little bagel shop, and he wanted to put a sign out so people would know where his shop was, and it became a big dispute, and he came on the air with us. Now he has many bagel shops, including Safeco Field. And watch your business grow, and you're going to take over the world with those bagels.
Oh, they're amazing, especially now with legalization. Blazing and bagels do go together more than ever, don't they?
And he happens to have one right up the street. Isn't that amazing?
a special bagel coming soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A green bagel. All right. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for your support of our show.
Favorite Dennis.
All right. Quickly, just finishing off the listener appreciation parties, and then we're going to get right back to the show with Spike and Joe and Jody. Talking about stuff that's going on. There are surprises coming. We're going to have a musical guest in a little while. Some incredible music going on now in the Carter Subaru Live Theater. Our guests are arriving for the party that begins at 8 and goes till 11 this morning. And they'll be enjoying some Blazing Bagel sandwiches and some wonderful music. And some of the members of the show will go out there with a roving microphone and say hi to listeners. The next shows that are coming up September 12th and 13th at the Point Casino, Spike and the Impalers, Heart by Heart at Seven Cedars, September 19th and 20th, Spike and the Impalers opening a Seahawks game at CenturyLink Field on September 21st.
You know who we play on September 21st?
Is it the Broncos?
The Denver Broncos.
Oh, man.
Should be fine.
That'll be all right.
A couple people will see you, I guess.
I think that some people may have already bought their tickets for that game.
Yeah.
But if you need tickets, there's plenty of good seats available.
Plenty available. Yeah. Very cheap.
CenturyLink Field. Cricket, cricket, cricket. Okay. And then Heart by Heart is at the Point Casino. All these tickets are on sale now, by the way, for the Point Casino and Snoqualmie Casino. So if you think of us now, please get the tickets now. I won't be able to bug you. October 10th and 11th, Heart by Heart at the Point Casino. Those will sell out. Get your tickets now. Heart by Heart is in Marysville at the Tulalip, November 14th. And then Spike and the Impalers, Snoqualmie Casino, our Christmas show, December 11th and 12th. To close out our listener appreciation parties for the year, Snoqualmie Casino, our usual Christmas show. Thank you to our great partners and wonderful tribal gaming places with great stages for sticking with us all these years and helping us to say thank you to everybody for the rest of this year. Heart by Heart will play at the historic Everett Theater December 20th for our Christmas show, and tickets are available for that.
Can I get my own crows, please?
Yeah. Yes.
Because I have something to plug. Because I might be the first voice you hear in the new 95.7 tomorrow morning.
I heard that you and Pedro are broadcasting live from the QFC, right?
We'll be at the QFC on Broadway in Everett, and we're going to be there from 11 to 1, and we would love everyone to come and give us a hug.
Now, you're broadcasting from a grocery store. Is that a hint about the new format?
Well, Pedro's going to be a greeter. Pedro's going to be a greeter there, so we got the gig.
10 a.m. It's hola, welcome to...
Is it going to be Spanish?
Yeah, it's Pedro and Luciana in the morning.
Yeah, we could use a full signal Spanish station in
this
town.
I used to do that.
If it
remember
was Spanish,
when you rescued me like a puppy?
Yeah. I don't remember the puppy part, but yes.
If I had a broadcast company, that's what I'd do. I'd put you two on in the morning Spanish, you bet, in a heartbeat.
Pedro and that bitch.
Yeah. That bitch.
That's a terrible name for a show.
She thinks I think she's cool, but she's a bitch.
You do think I'm cool. We're right. Just hugging.
Any listeners want to say hi? Sure. We have Ed Troyer on the phone. Ed's been a great friend of the show, and we've always tried to be there anytime he needs to speak about public good. I saw Ed recently out at the Impalers at Bonnie Lake, and he was recovering from a knee thing similar to what I had, and he's just calling, I don't know why, this morning to say hi, or maybe we're on the lookout for somebody. Ed Troyer, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Okay.
I just wanted to call and really talk a little bit earlier about, you know, things you guys have done for everybody over the years in the law enforcement community, when, you know, without bringing everybody down years ago, when we had those Lakewood officers killed. And after that, you guys stepped up and did concerts for us. And that's how I met your partner, Jeff Kathan. And, you know, Spike's come down and done some shows on the 4th of July the last 2 years for us. And we just want to let everybody know that we really appreciate you guys. And a lot of the things that you guys do that people don't hear about on the air, your private shows and your charity work and all the other events that you guys attend and give your own time to. We just wanted to acknowledge that and let you know we really appreciate it. Everybody in my world, in the police world, is camera shy and radio shy, but a lot of listeners and a lot of people out there work in my world listening to you guys, and they love you guys.
Wow, Ed, thank you very much. Hey, yeah. I have a question for you, because you had the knee thing.
Yes.
And you're like doing great, right?
You know, I just got a letter from the county yesterday expecting me back to work September 20th, but I've been back to work for 2 weeks.
Already.
Boy, they're on top of things.
I don't think I need to go back to work. Everybody's asking what I'm doing. You know, I got rid of the crutch within 4 days, and it worked really, really well, but I might not go back to work if they put me off for 2 months. I don't know if I'm getting paid, but I'm back to work. Bob, go get it done. Do what the doctor say. I mean, I'm not a doctor person, and I'm guessing you're probably not either. I know you're a hiker. It took me a year to get it done, but when I got it done, and I'm feeling really good moving around now and got rid of the crutch within 4 days, and I'm back to normal. So get it done, because the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be to recover.
Yeah, I'm sure. Will you go on a hike with me, Ed? Do you hike at all?
Well, it depends on how long the hike is.
I don't know, but if you hike in North Bend, you might see someone you're looking for, right?
And what's at the end of the hike?
Yeah, just know, usually...
Do we get a ride back once we get to the end?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny you mention that, because I was thinking that when I climb a mountain, my doc had said, you can go up, but you can't go down. And so I was actually thinking I should pick one that Joe could pick me up at the top of the mountain.
Yeah, or we find a helicopter pilot.
That's absolutely right. It's a lot easier to walk upstairs, down, and still working on walking downstairs. It's harder to walk down than it is up.
All right.
But I'm recovering, and I'm hoping that you do the same thing so you don't, you know, lose your active lifestyle.
All right. Thank you very much. Ed Troyer, ladies and gentlemen.
Great work, buddy.
Pierce County Sheriff, Public Information Officer. He's great on the media, and he's a great friend and member of the community. Always listen when you hear him speak. I told Luciana nobody, unless it's a really big celebrity today. Someone is on the phone. I'm not sure who it is. She says you'll want to take this call.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
Is Joe and... Spike there?
Yes, they are here. Joe and Spike.
Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm here too, sir.
Joe, Spike, it's Al Pacino.
Wow. Al.
Yeah. I know that you guys are going through a tough time, but can we not come together and be great again? Is that not an insurmountable task that we can forge ahead, even though our friend Bob has died?
We're going to do our best, sir. We really want to.
A moment of clarity, Mr. Pacino. He hasn't died. He's just decided
Bob's not dead.
Bob's right here.
Oh, he is.
Bob?
Yeah, I'm right here, Al Pacino. Oh. Yeah.
How you?
Did someone call you and tell you that I had died in order to get you on the show?
Yeah, I thought you died. I gotta.
by the way, I have a sneaking suspicion. You know, I haven't died, but I have a feeling this call is giving me gas. I feel like I have gas.
You're about right.
Yeah. Is this Craig Gass?
Bob, It's Craig Gass calling. I don't know how many of your listeners even know who I am, but I worked with you 20 years ago for the first 5 years of my comedy career. And I called your show because you're just so funny. You guys have such great ideas. I just moved to Seattle, and I thought that you were so funny, and I just wanted to see if there was something I could do for the show. And you guys let me hang out and let me absorb. And I learned so much from you guys. And I now, 20 years later, I've been paying my mom's bills by doing stand-up comedy for 14 years. If I had not reached out to you and learned what I learned from you, that would never have happened. I cannot tell you how grateful I am.
Well, thank you very much, Craig. You're one of the top comics in the world, by the way. I go see Craig Gass. I just bust a gut. It's unbelievable. I remember when I first saw you, and as I got to know you and watched you get banned from various business establishments and
radio programs,
radio stations, and as I watched those first 5 years, we call the destitute years, there was a spark in you. There was an unquenchable spirit. So thank you for even thinking that we had something to do with that. And.